Good morning, Adam Pengelly.
Morning, TK. Morning, Jimmy.
Really good barrier trial coming up this morning, mate, at 8.15 on the course proper over 1,000 metres. We'll be keeping a really close eye on this, Adam. You got Classique.
Yeah, I'm keen to keep a close eye later in the day, TK, to see what Kieran McAvoy thinks, because he's got a huge season coming up in the next 24 to 48 hours. Obviously, rode Redsdale. We've been Redsdale's regular partner for a few years now. Won the Concord Stakes on the weekend. He's won the last two Everest, but he's had a very good association with Classique Legend, the up-and-comer as well. He'll ride him in the trial this morning, and both sets of connections want to have a decision pretty quickly, I think, after today's trial, about which way Kieran's going to lean going forward later this spring. So I would have said maybe a few days ago he'd probably be leaning towards Classique Legend, but given Redsdale was so good winning the Concord Stakes on the weekend, and he's been there before and done that, I'm not too sure which way Kieran's going to be swayed now. So it's a huge Bayer trial, much implications for Kieran and both sets of connections, and big decision coming up.
Okay, Arcadia Queen, he's riding her on Saturday as well. Does she come into the mix? And if you look at the market to help him make the decision, Redsdale $7 for the Everest, Classique Legend $8, and Arcadia Queen $11. Do you have a feel which way he might go, Adam?
No, I don't, Jimmy, to be honest. I would have thought maybe a few days ago he might have been just leaning towards Classique Legend. Yeah. But after Redsdale on the weekend and he was back to his best. We know he's such a good horse in the spring. I think that might have muddied the waters a little bit. I know Arcadia Queen is there for Kieran as well on the weekend, but I think it's probably down towards between Redsdale and Classique Legend at this stage. And Classique Legend obviously got so much upside. He's an exciting horse. He's just got to prove himself at that top level now. We're not going to get a chance to see him do that until a couple of weeks' time when he returns to the races. So, did I tell you what? Classique Legend could be heading towards the Golden Eagle as well, maybe, later in his campaign. I don't know if that's factored into his decision as well. Another $7.5 million race after the Everest. So, big implications, isn't it?
So, hang on. Didn't Redsdale... Kieran got a new house, right? Remember, he promised, right? He promised he'd build the new house or do the renovations.
After which win?
After the second one.
The second one, sure. Right. Okay.
So, if he gets a third one, what does he do? Does he get a holiday house at Avoca or something?
And just buy another holiday house or build another house somewhere in TK. Easy enough, isn't it?
Invest, Kieran. You can't be a jockey all your life. Yeah. Invest.
We'll be telling everybody, we'll be showing and telling everybody about this trial at 8.15, Classique Legend. And it'll be a matter of how hard he wants to push it out, because unless he pushes the horse out, he's not really going to know how good he's going.
Yeah, he'll be able to have some sort of feel, TK, from some of the work he's done with him at home in track work and obviously this morning. And you're right, I don't expect him to be written out and, let down in this trial or really let go. But Kieran will be a good judge. He'll know how he's feeling and he'll be able to get some sort of gauge between the two.
Mythic Journey, $2.10 for the Maccabi Diva Stakes. Adam?
Short enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
This stage in all-in betting. Well, she's returning to the scene of the crime, isn't she, when she won the All-Star Mile over the Flemington Mile earlier this year. She's back there for the Maccabi Diva Stakes on the weekend, and she was great, winning the Lawrence Stakes at Caulfield a couple of weeks ago. And after Holmesman won the Fan at Mooney Valley and then booked his ticket for the Cox Plate last week, I think Adam Trinder would like Mystic Journey to make a bit more of a statement this week at Flemington in the Maccabi Diva. So I don't... can't see anything really troubling her at this stage on paper in that Maccabi Diva. I thought Kingsville Dream was very good first up here in Sydney, and Hartnell wasn't too bad. I'm looking forward to seeing Yucatan, the Melbourne Cup favourite from last year, back at the races. But I think, all things being equal, Mystic Journey will be extremely hard to beat on the weekend.
The $11 Kingsville Dream looks attractive. Sydney's trying to own the spring again, and now the Gold Coast trying to own the summer.
Yeah, another addition to the Queensland Summer Carnival up there, TK. They've got a race day a week before Magic Millions as it is, but they've pumped some more prize money into that race day on the Gold Coast seven days before the Magic Millions Day. A new race called the Wave for 3 and 4 year olds over 800 metres will be added to the program. That's worth $250,000 and will carry a bit of a wild card entry into the Magic Millions Trophy the following week. So I can see the Gold Coast Turf Club doing some pretty good things up there for that Queensland Summer Carnival, and obviously trying to boost up those lead-up programs before the Magic Millions Day.
Mick Tubman disqualified for 4 months following an EPO inquiry, Adam.
Yeah, just quickly, Jimmy, this sort of wrapped up yesterday. Mick's already served 3 of those 4 months as it stands at the moment. I must stress that Mick says he has absolutely no idea how a couple of bottles were found on his property containing traces of EPO, and stewards were very keen to speak to a former licensed trainer who rented a couple of boxes from Mick on his stable there. He didn't appear in front of the inquiry yesterday, and Mick just pleaded guilty to those possession charges, and he's got about a month to serve on that rest of his disqualification. So that's a wrap-up of that inquiry, that EPO inquiry, and Nick will get back on with his career in another month or so.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, boys.